Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
At APA.org.
Well, tomorrow, President Bush leaves to visit five countries in Latin America: Brazil, Uruguay, Colombia, Guatemala, and Mexico. It's his first foreign trip of 2007, billed as an attempt to make good on a, quote, fundamental commitment to the region, which he promised in his first State of the Union address back in 2001. Anyone remember that? Only to have 9/11 steal center stage. Now, with the influence of Venezuelan leader Hugo Chavez spreading through the region, the real agenda of the president's trip seems to be Chavez containment, a goal that many people say is too little too late. Joining me now to talk about the trip and what's at stake is Shannon O'Neill, a fellow for Latin America Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations. Shannon O'Neill, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you. Good morning.
So the president wants to bolster his image in Latin America while countering Chavez's influence. Is it too little too late, as an editorial in The Washington Post put it today?
Well, I think it is good that he is going to Latin America. As you mentioned, this was in his initial campaign in 2000, and then his first State of the Union, he said that Latin America be a priority, and that has actually not happened over the last 6 to 7 years. And so this is really a return to his initial priorities as he looks towards his future legacy on foreign policy.
The lead article in the New York Times was about this yesterday, and one of the things that it pointed out is that Chavez, with the current oil wealth in Venezuela, is actually giving a lot more aid to his neighbors in Latin America than, you know, the big economic behemoth with all the wealth in the world, it sometimes seems, the United States.
That's true. He is spending a lot more in the region. And what's interesting is Bush just gave a speech a couple of days ago previewing the focus of his trip and how he saw Latin America. And his main focus was on social justice. And in terms of programs, he talked specifically about education, health care, and also housing. And what's interesting is his speech almost could have been said by Hugo Chavez. These are the issues that, at least in his rhetoric, Hugo Chavez has been talking about throughout the region. And now it was Bush actually talking about these issues.
Does this represent a fundamental change of policy for the United States?
I think it's definitely a fundamental change in the priorities and the way that they're thinking about Latin America. Usually, U.S.-Latin American relations focus on issues of trade, as well as issues of drugs, of narco-trafficking, and the role that the United States can play in helping governments, one, open up their economies, and then, two, deal with issues of drugs. So this is a fundamental change in terms of priorities, and particularly, at least on a rhetorical level, what the United States is focusing on in respect to these countries.
We can take some phone calls on this. Anyone with any thoughts on the U.S. relationship with Latin America or the trip President Bush embarks on tomorrow? Any Latin Americans listening right now, 212-433-WNYC. How do you hyphenate that for immigrants from Latin America? Latin American Americans, 212-433-9692 for Shannon O'Neill with the Council on Foreign Relations, or you can email Brian Larishow at WNYC.org. Staying on that point about the change in tone and the change of articulated priorities for Latin America, the U.S. is focused primarily, as you said, in the past on trade and drug interdiction. Now, with respect to trade, they're still for free trade agreements, but now there's this new piece that the president apparently is talking about, which is some kind of guarantees of working conditions, right? Decent conditions for workers.
Right, and that has come out of, obviously, it's come out of relations with a democratically controlled Congress. And so to get the trade agreements that are already waiting in the wings passed, they're going to need some changes. And so they're appealing to the Democrats that are going to hold the gates on this through issues with labor negotiations. And at the same time, Bush's free or fast-track authority expires at the end of June. So many trade agreements are going to be harder to push through in the future because we won't have the fast-track authority. So he's appealing to Democrats to get the three that are on the docket right now passed before that expiration, and he's hoping, actually, that they would renew his fast-track authority.
Fast-track authority means ability to negotiate free trade agreements with countries without having Congress go back and negotiate every line.
Exactly. So there'd be a vote up or down on the decided free trade agreement rather than being the ability to add amendments and other issues on that agreement.
So the New York Times had an interesting editorial on this today, and I wonder how much you think they nailed it. They said Hugo Chavez is a demagogue and he's anti-democracy, but he's winding up pushing the United States in some positive directions, that is to take things like working conditions into account, because the president needs to counter President Chavez on a public relations level.
Well, what's interesting is the issues that Hugo Chavez has focused on, these issues of the vast poverty and inequality in Latin America, those resonate with Latin Americans. I mean, one out of every four Latin Americans lives on less than $2 a day. So these are really important concerns of the general population of Latin America. And he, Hugo Chavez, has hit on those feelings. And we see now the president joining on the boat in that sense, and also trying to take some of the wind out of Hugo Chavez's sails, saying that we as the United States, and myself as the President of the United States, I'm concerned also about these issues.
212-433-WNYC to talk about the U.S. and Latin America. And Steve in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Good morning. Thanks for taking the call. I studied Latin American studies in late 60s. And this is the same theme that was going on then with Chile and Cuba. We're only concerned about Latin America when there is a government that seems to snub their nose at us, and then we get nervous. And if we never pay attention to Latin America, we should.
Shannon O'Neill?
Well, what's interesting in Bush's speeches 2 days, harkening back to the 1960s, he opened it talking about the Alliance for Progress in John Kennedy's program for Latin America, which was another program focused on things like healthcare, housing, education, and general economic development. I mean, Latin America, whatever your position and the way you think about it, it's becoming increasingly integrated with the United States. It's integrated through trade agreements that have been put in place over the last 20 years. We're one of the most important trading partners for all these countries, and many of them, particularly Mexico, are incredibly important trading partners for us. And it's becoming integrated, whether we like it or not, through the millions of Latin Americans that are moving to the United States or going back and forth between the countries. So this is an important issue for U.S. policy, not just foreign policy, but many of our own domestic policies.
What about Mexico? Is Mexico one of the countries coming under Chavez's influence? They just rejected a leftist presidential candidate, although it's a somewhat disputed election, but Calderon was elected, not Obrador, who would have been like a Chavez, but the more, you know, economically leftist candidate. What's Mexico's relationship?
Mexico is much, much closer to the United States than it is to Venezuela. In fact, there have definitely been words between Hugo Chavez and President Calderon in Mexico. But what's interesting is that Venezuela actually does not have the undivided support of Latin America. And we see a lot of leaders, whether you see Calderon in Mexico, who comes from a much more centrist, rightist point of view, or leaders like President Lula in Brazil, Michelle Bachelet in Chile, Tabaré Vázquez in Uruguay. Many of these come from a leftist or center-leftist side, but they're not allied with Hugo Chavez's type of leftist. They're much more open to free markets while increasing social protections and social policies for their populations.
Richard,
I'm sorry.
Richard in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello, Richard.
Hey, good morning, Brian. Thanks for taking the call.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question about the trade in Brazilian ethanol. I understand that we're protecting our corn growers with a tariff imposed on Brazilian ethanol, and it seems to me we should import more of this more efficiently produced and cheaper fuel.
Shannon O'Neill, what do you know?
That is true. And while Bush and Lula down in Brazil, they're going to be talking about ethanol, and they're actually going to sign some agreements talking about the development of ethanol and ethanol technology, the tariff that the United States has, which is a 54% tariff on ethanol that's imported to the United States per gallon, that is not on the plate. And that's mainly for domestic political reasons. He doesn't want to upset the Midwest states and the electoral logic that's going on there in thinking about reducing this tariff. So what he's really focusing on in this agreement is increasing the use of ethanol around the world, the development of ethanol plants in Latin America and either other places in the world, but not on reducing the U.S. tariff. And that is a totally political decision, I would argue.
What does that do to the U.S. argument that they are for free trade when they keep tariffs on certain favored products that are also produced in the United States?
Well, there are a lot of contradictions, obviously, in our policies. As much as we want to open up markets, we don't always follow through on our own side. So there's often a, you know, do unto others, but we don't actually fulfill that on our own side.
Chris in Piscataway. You're on WNYC. Hi, Chris.
Hi, good morning. Thank you very much for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to mention that Hugo Chavez's influence is also growing in the English-speaking Caribbean, too. He was in my country recently, that's Dominica, the English-speaking Caribbean country, and he's helping out a lot. He set up an oil refinery in my country. He's dramatically improved his the oil refinery he has set up in my country, decreased our electric bill because we more or less depended on hydroelectricity, which is not always, depending on the flow of water and our airport. He's also assisting in the development of our airport and many other things. So although he may be looked at around the world in a negative light, but we in other countries, like in the English-speaking Caribbean countries and Latin America, we don't see that. We see the good, because when we need help, we know we could turn to people like that for help. And America is nowhere to be seen in times of our need.
Chris, thank you for your call. Well, Shannon O'Neill, there you get it. There you got it from a resident of Dominica, that they see Chavez, someone like Chavez, as, or specifically Chavez, as being there ready to help out, and the United States not.
Well, I think Chris hits a nail on the head there, and sort of what we talked about before, the United States really hasn't been there from aid. Chavez is actually spending much more money in Latin America in helping with these basic types of projects, building airports, building refineries, helping with housing, providing cheaper oil for countries that need it, especially now that oil prices are so high. And he's been there when the United States hasn't been. And so many countries, that's very appealing to them. They need help at this point, and he's willing to do it. And so in the best-case scenario, this trip with Bush going through, one, will raise the profile of the United States and its the importance of issues, these social justice issues that he was talking about. And hopefully there will be concrete policies following up behind to actually implement many of these policies.
Shannon O'Neill from the Council on Foreign Relations, my guest for another few minutes here on WNYC as we preview President Bush's five-day trip to Latin America, which begins tomorrow. Back to Brazil for a minute. It's, of course, the largest and most populous nation in Latin America. It's the first stop on the president's agenda. And I gather that President Lula there, even though he has the reputation of maybe being the first in this current leftist wave of presidents elected in Latin America, that he is pretty keen to counter Chavez rather than ally with him.
Right. I mean, Lula feels that Brazil, it's the largest economy in South America, it's one of the largest countries, as you said, that actually Brazil should be the leader and the spokesperson for Latin America and even and a big player on the world stage. And he has substantial disagreements with many of the directions that Chavez is going. In particular, he's not focusing on this 21st century socialism that Chavez has been pushing, but he's really focusing on balancing opening to free markets, becoming competitive in Brazilian industries with greater social protections and social policies. So he's much more in a social democratic tradition that we would see in Europe, say, rather than Chavez's socialism that he's calling it.
Finally, the president wraps things up in Mexico on Tuesday, where the big ticket item is immigration. He's promoting his guest worker program, and I wonder how well received this will be, given that Mexico has been calling for immigration reform for years and the U.S. has made no real progress.
Right. Mexico, they are going to work with Bush and the United States on immigration reform. Obviously, this is an incredibly important issue for Mexico. It's probably one of the most important issues in our bilateral relations. But Calderon, I think, will work with the United States quietly, as well as in public appearances like the one coming up with President Bush, and they'll try to get at least something done. So if this is a guest worker program to start, I think that will be good for Mexico, and I think they'll accept that. But they'll keep pushing on many fronts in different issues here.
And we'll be speaking next to Congressman Brian Bilbray from California, who is a hawk on stopping illegal immigration. Do you think the President of the United States will push the President of Mexico on that, or just give him a wink and a nod?
You know, actually, the president of Mexico has made his own moves in recent days and recent weeks on immigration and issues about illegal immigration. He's actually, the main focus of the president of Mexico has been on sealing their southern border, so their border with the Central American countries. And I think that's a move towards the United States, saying that we'll try to work with you on both of our borders if you can also work with us in terms of some sort of guest worker program or earned citizenship.
Very briefly, 20 seconds left. Is it in Mexico's interest to push a lot of illegal immigrants into the United States? States. It's kind of, you know, I don't know if you call it an anti-poverty program, but a way of getting a lot of poor Mexicans off the government shoulders.
Obviously, the government in Mexico wants this to be legalized, so there's not an issue of illegal immigrants. It is an issue for Mexico. They haven't been able to create the jobs that they need to create for these people, and so that's why many of them are coming north. But they would rather have this be a legal cooperative venture rather than the illegal agreement that's happening now.
All right. Shannon O'Neill, a fellow for Latin America Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations, as the president leaves on his five-day Latin America trip tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We will be speaking next to Congressman Brian Bilbray, chair of the House's Immigration Reform Caucus. And some of you may be interested in the TV show that I host on Wednesday nights. And tonight it will include an interview with the Mexican consul general to New York. That'll be at 7:30 tonight on CUNY TV, Channel 75 on the New York City cable systems. But Congressman Brian Bilbray, the chair of the House Immigration Reform Caucus, next. He's also on the Veterans Affairs and Armed Services Committee, so we have other things to talk about with him today, too. Stay tuned.